This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
R. Kelly was found guilty of sexually abusing women, boys, and girls for decades. The I Believe I Can Fly crooner, 54, was convicted on all nine counts against him, including racketeering and violations of the Mann Act, which prohibits the transport of any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purpose. I Believe I Can Fry. Bye-bye. Security was an issue during Billie Eilish's headlining set at the Governor's Ball in New York as she called out the festival's security team for not paying attention to the massive crowd watching her perform. She interrupted her song, Happier Than Ever, to yell at security and ask the crowd, "Everybody good? Are you okay?" The crowd roared its approval. Well, that took Governor's balls. Dua Lipa made her runway debut during Milan Fashion Week, strutting her stuff in a pink metal mesh two-piece look for Versace. Joining the levitating singer were Gigi Hadid and Irina Shayk, both seasoned models who have already appeared on multiple runways this season, along with Emily Ratajkowski and Naomi Campbell. Cool. Congrats, Dua. Blake Shelton of The Voice sent fellow judge Ariana Grande a link to an article claiming she was the reason the show might be looking to replace him as a coach. Thanks a lot, Ari. Thanks a f***ing lot, the note read. The article claims the producers are quietly searching for someone younger and more current thanks to Grande's popularity bringing a younger audience to the show. Ouch. People have wondered whether a non-English language series could ever top the list of Netflix's most watched programs. That could be within reach as the new Korean drama Squid Game is raking in viewership globally at a rate that might surpass current ratings record holder Bridgerton. The series is already number one in 90 countries. Check it out with some calamari. Kanye West's life and career is the focus of an upcoming documentary titled Gene Yes. Directed by Cootie Simmons and Chike Oza, it's been in the works for nearly 20 years. Simmons and Oza, who make films under the moniker Cootie and Chike, were the directors on West's debut 2003 music video, Through the Wire. Maybe it should be called Crazy Gene Yes. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have come to an agreement in their contentious court battle to lift a temporary restraining order on their assets. Now they can sell possessions owned during their marriage. Jolie can now offload her stake in their $164 million French estate, Chateau Miraval. But there's other holdings that are being argued over. Of course there are. Jagged Little Pill producers have hired a firm to investigate mistreatment allegations made by a former trans cast member. Celia Rose Gooding blamed harm to the trans and non-binary community both on stage and off as part of why she departed the Broadway play. For the producers, this accusation is a Jagged Little Pill to swallow. Sorry. After a week of beefing with heavy rock band Slipknot, Machine Gun Kelly was greeted with a chorus of boos throughout the singer-rapper set at the Louder Than Life Festival. Kelly launched into a tirade against Slipknot, who were playing at the same time on a neighboring stage, calling the group old weird dudes with masks. Those old weird dudes could kick your ass, Kelly.
Idiot of the Week!
Troubled Hollywood star Nicolas Cage has been filmed getting thrown out of an upscale Las Vegas restaurant where he was completely drunk and being rowdy and mistaken for a homeless man. The actor, who won an Oscar for his portrayal of an alcoholic in Leaving Las Vegas, was eventually kicked out of Lowry's prime rib. Nicolas Cage, idiot. The Walking Dead's Norman Reedus and former partner Helena Christensen's 21-year-old son Mingus was arrested for assaulting a woman in New York. The woman said he had punched her in the face, resulting in an injury below her left eye. Mingus said she and her friends went after him when he threw his arm out to protect himself. Mingus Reedus. Sounds like an STD. The hotly anticipated new James Bond film, No Time to Die, which will be Daniel Craig's final Bond film, is coming to cinemas this week after a string of delays due to the pandemic. Daniel is thrilled that MGM waited for a theatrical release rather than debut it online. This will be Craig's final Bond film, and then he'll go back to being Daniel who? Actress Amber Heard, an ex-wife of Johnny Depp, shared a set of photos on Instagram in which she can be seen exercising while also taking care of her 5-month-old baby daughter. The Aquaman star is pictured holding her infant in one hand as she carries a weight in the other. Multitasking mama, Heard captioned it. Who told her that was a good idea? Netflix announced Tiger King 2 will air on November 17th. Viewers will return to the chaos surrounding the now-defunct Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park and its former owner, Joe Exotic, who's currently waiting to be resentenced for charges related to plotting to kill his nemesis, animal rights activist Carol Baskin, among other charges. Yep, train wreck.
The Trash Bin.
The Bachelorettes Dale Moss and Claire Crawley have split up once again, and it's for good this time. We first reported back in January that the couple, who met on the ABC dating show's 16th season, had broken off their engagement after a whirlwind romance. They couldn't agree on which state to live in and how soon to start having kids. Little things like that.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon has announced it will be releasing a robot named Astro that will be able to perform a variety of tasks. The cost will be about $1,000. Facebook says it's pausing its effort to build Instagram for kids. Elon Musk praised China and said Tesla will continue to expand investments there. Apple software update lets users create burner email addresses. Doesn't that mean more spam email?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
It's Youngboy Never Broke Again with Sincerely Kentrell.
The number one app.
It's still PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Peril by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Coldplay has released My Universe, their first ever collaboration with K-pop superstars BTS. It's the second single off the UK band's upcoming 9th studio album, Music of the Spheres, which is releasing October 15th. My Universe originated with Coldplay frontman Chris Martin after BTS reached out to him about collaborating on a song together. He flew to Korea for 2 days to record the vocals alongside BTS. Martin admitted he was nervous about the collaboration at first, but said, quote, "It turned out to be one of the most fun things ever," unquote. We're glad everything worked out so well. Here's Coldplay featuring BTS with the song of the week, My Universe.
In the night I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes, I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가, 꿈이란 것도 잊은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나.
Never ending forever, baby.
That was Coldplay featuring BTS with the song of the week, My Universe. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.